As it looks as though a missing Saudi journalist is dead, we get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump doesn't say what led him to conclude that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, but he does say it would be bad for the Saudis if they're found to have been involved.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Trump adds he will respond based on the various investigations.
We're waiting for the results of about three different investigations, so we should be able to get to the bottom fairly soon.
Officials in Turkey say Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by members of an assassination squad with ties to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Saudis have dismissed those reports. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Well, the alleged murder is causing a stir now in countries other than the U.S. and Turkey. In Indonesia, a group of people normally sent to cover protests held one of their own, a peaceful protest by journalists. The protesting journalists held placards and shouted slogans in front of the Saudi embassy in Jakarta, with some believing the Khashoggi case was a threat to journalism. Pakistan has criticized and downplayed rival India's acquisition of the Russian-made S-400 Triumph air defense system, claiming Islamabad can counter the threat. New Delhi recently signed a $5.4 billion deal with Moscow to purchase what experts believe is the most modern ballistic missile defense system available. Now, India said that it needs the missile system that provides high-altitude protection from incoming missiles to bolster its defenses against China and Pakistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry, in an official reaction to the pact, warned that the purchase of the system will further destabilize strategic stability and lead to a renewed arms race in South Asia. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's election commission has postponed parliamentary elections for a week in the southern province of Kandahar following the assassination of two top officials, including a powerful police commander. With more, Kathy Gannon of the Associated Press.
The election commission decided today to postpone parliamentary polls in the province of Kandahar following the attack yesterday at the governor's palace, where the police chief, Abdul Razak, was killed, where another top intelligence official was killed. Now, the reason for postponing polls was not because of security, at least according to the commission, but it was to allow for the funeral rites to take place.
That's Kathy Gannon of Associated Press. Now, the police commander was killed during a visit of the top U.S. general in Afghanistan. American General Scott Miller was unharmed. A former diplomat said Thursday that some American authorities' prejudice against China has resulted in a groundless accusation which is harming Sino-U.S. relations. Charles Freeman is a American diplomat who worked as the main interpreter for Richard Nixon during his 1972 visit to China. He believes that the Bloomberg report accusing China of planting chips is groundless.
We have a group of people in power who do not understand China, who do not want to make the effort to understand China, who have preconceived ideas, who do not want to listen to facts.
Bloomberg Businessweek published an article on its website on October the 4th titled "The Big Hack: How China Used a Tiny Chip to Infiltrate U.S. Companies."
This is a very controversial story. You don't often have journalists accusing other journalists of unprofessional behavior, but the authors of that story have been accused of that by other journalists. More important, the intelligence community in the United States does not back this story.
Freeman says he looks forward to future improvement of bilateral relations between the world's two biggest economies. A memorial service was held in Central Kerch on Friday morning in memory of the 20 people killed during a college shooting and bomb attack earlier in the week on the Crimean Peninsula. Kremlin-appointed Crimean chief Sergei Askyanov told mourners that they needed to join together to support relatives and loved ones. Authorities in Crimea were searching for a possible accomplice of the student who carried out the attack, which wounded more than 50 people. President Trump is threatening to close the country's southern border unless Mexico stops what he calls an onslaught of Central American migrants. A caravan of thousands of Hondurans are hoping to reach the U.S. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, the best.